Okay, Graham again at the Pavilion Demo Spring 2011, and I'm at booth number D14 with Fly Ruby, the founder, Michael Leek.
Hi, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we've got here an Eagle Scout and an ex-Marine both,
yep.
Which I love that when you said that up from stage. You know, it's like we all sat up straight when you said that.
Well, I figured, you know, to give a little background on me, I don't have to tell you much when you know that I got my Eagle Scout award and I was a Marine. You figure that. You know, Michael loves pain, so that's what it takes to be a startup entrepreneur.
So run us up to how you came to found this. What have you been doing? You're not that old. How long have you been out of the Marines?
No, 2006.
Okay.
But this was the result of the last 3 years. I was working at J.P. Morgan at the time. I was just bored. I was thinking maybe it would be cool to get my pilot's license, but the more I started to think about it, I was like, you know what, being a pilot's not a very exciting job.
Were you working on Wall Street, you mean?
No, I was in Pittsburgh, J.P. Morgan in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started to look at aviation and said, you know what, if I don't want to be a pilot, aviation's a really cool, I love flying, I love everything about aviation. How do I get into aviation?
And did so you didn't have your private pilot's license?
No, I'm actually getting it now.
Okay.
I did 30 hours 2 months ago, in the last couple months, but I just started.
Yeah.
So, it was just like, how do you get into aviation? What's the business like? What's the business model? Where do people make money?
And you were checking this out while you were still working for JP?
I was.
Yeah, cool.
So that's what you have to do as a startup. But so I just found the industry is really inefficient. There's basically no technology in the industry, and there was no web portal for anyone to look for these jets to just go and say, this is where I want to go, this is when I want to go, and a website or a technology to populate the results. So
so you came up with the idea, and did you have partners or other friends you were working on this with, or were you just kind of alone on it? Or?
I spent 2 years building my team, building relationships within the industry, because that's really the most difficult thing in the private jet world. They're so protective of their jets, their clients, their industry.
Yeah.
They don't let outsiders in, so it really took a lot of work to build that reputation and for people to know that I was serious about delivering value into the industry.
How did you do that? Did you get some advisors from the industry?
I partnered. My COO has been in the jet business his entire life. Most of these companies are family-run businesses, so my COO is a younger guy, but his family's owned a very successful jet company out in Pittsburgh for a long time. They're really successful nationally, but they're out in Pittsburgh, so it was just really lucky that he was around. He's young guy, willing to take a risk. So I used him as my sounding board. I called a lot of operators, talked to people that fly private jets, but there was a lot of footwork to do before you could even start doing the technology. So 7 months ago, we started programming real hardcore. And actually, our AI technology was a 10-year research initiative that was funded by DARPA and the Air Force. And that's what we licensed from Carnegie Mellon to make this simple search and result delivery possible.
So you licensed that from Carnegie Mellon. Were you a student?
No, it was just luck that I found it. Just happened to be at Carnegie Mellon. I happened to be in Pittsburgh. There were a lot of outlying factors that made this company possible.
Yeah. So tell us what the whole idea of the site is and a little bit about how it works.
It's the concept of being able to search for a flight, search for travel online, and pay for it instantly is not a novel concept at all. It's a really simple concept.
Yeah.
So just going to the website, you're able to put in your departure airport, your arrival airport, when you want to leave, what time you want to go, how many people, and you hit search. Once you hit search, that's really where the magic happens. We then take your search query and we run it through our AI, and the AI looks at every plane in our database to see which plane is available to fulfill your request. We don't just identify one, because the industry is so dynamic, it's always changing. So we identify multiple options for every request that we get. So if you commit to a light jet, for example, a light jet somewhere around $2,000 an hour, it can fit somewhere around 7 passengers. But if you commit to a light jet, we find multiple light jets to fulfill that trip.
I see.
So after we quote you, if you like what you see, you like the pictures that we show you, because we show you pictures of the actual jets that we found. So we'll show you three different different jets and pictures of those three different jets, and it's going to be one of those three that shows up to fly. So now you have the expectation. You know what the planes look like. You know what the quality expectation is. If you're satisfied with the cost and the plane, you hit book now, create an account, or sign in if you're a returning user. And the next screen after that, you're able to pay. You click pay now, and that's it. It's something that it's just as easy as booking an airline ticket at any one of the internet travel sites, but it never before has it been done for private jets.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, it looks great. And is it open to the public now?
It is.
As of today or?
Yesterday, after our 940 launch.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We went through some growing pains yesterday. We got slammed by TechCrunch and a lot of good media.
But, oh, that's good.
So we worked through some crashes.
That's good and bad. You gotta be ready for it, I guess. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and the name Fly Ruby is because you developed it in Ruby on Rails?
No, we didn't. It's our front end's built on a LAMP stack. The back end's a Lisp technology. Ruby is because rubies are actually more rare gemstones than diamonds, but most people don't realize that. So that was something appealing to me. It's red. It's a very valuable thing, but most people don't, they overlook it. So I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a cool looking logo too.
Thank you.
I'll shoot a picture here and we'll get this up on the blog. And thanks for taking the time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Grant.